Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
Who are Mandy and Brian?
Mandy and Brian are a couple from here in Atlanta. They're a boyfriend and girlfriend, and both of them wanted to travel the world. So they decided to just go for it. And they sold a bunch of stuff and put all their things in storage and got all their affairs together and went out to travel the world together. And we've been following them all around the world, not only the ups and downs of travel and where they've been and sort of exciting stories of the countries they visited, but also the ups and downs of their relationship. And so the last we heard from Mandy was via email, because when we had talked to her, she said that it had been coming up almost on a year that they had been traveling, right? And that Brian was going to continue traveling and that she was going to come home and that that was going to be the end of the relationship, but they hadn't planned on that until April. And then the last we heard from her was in an email where she was really upset, so much so that she didn't feel like she could talk to us in person because she was still so emotional about their breakup. And she said maybe that she had made a mistake. So we wanted to actually talk to her, maybe give her a little time under her belt, some breathing room to kind of get her emotions in order and then be able to share her story with us.
Because it sounded like it was mutual, though, because like last time when we read the email that on their website, on their blogs, like each one was kind of talking to the other through the blog and both upset about the separation. So
Brian wrote a post about them walking away from each other. I think it was at a post office. And now he went out to the street and looked after her, but didn't want to cry in public. And then she was walking away. Well, she ended up responding to his post saying, "I had the same thoughts." And it was kind of, it was actually very movie-esque that they were both walking away from each other crying, but nobody wanted to admit to crying in public. And so when we first discussed this, Mandy wasn't available to come on with us because it was so fresh, but she joins us now from beautiful Italy. Hi, Mandy.
Hey, Mandy.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Hi. Good.
Where where in Italy are you?
I am in Venice.
Oh, it's a beautiful city. I got to go there a couple years ago.
It's amazing. And, you know, I'm just kind of, right now I'm hanging out, killing time till I'm actually going to meet up with Brian in a couple of days. So,
you are.
You know, I was, so I was sad I didn't go home a couple of days ago like I was supposed to, but there are worse places to kill time than Venice.
No kidding.
So tell us about, because that's new, that you are now going to reunite with Brian. What happened since the last email?
Okay, well, since the last email, I have finally mostly stopped crying uncontrollably, and I'm keeping my emotions in check a little better. We've kind of been communicating with each other by email, and as you know, like, talking about, like, your feelings and big serious issues like, you know, what are we going to, are we going to be together? Are we not? Can this work? Doesn't really work by email. And so we realized that he and his parents would be in Italy just a couple of days after I was supposed to leave. And so I said, you know, why don't I just stay? It's just a few extra days and we can talk about this in person. So I don't really know what's going to happen, but we're at least going to get together and talk about things face to face.
Okay.
And what, I mean, if it's not too personal, what type of things are you going to be talking about? Because you don't talk unless there's hope of continuing, right?
Right. And it kind of started with, you know, we'd separated for a couple of weeks. And once I got over, it was, and I have to be honest, it was really nice to travel by myself for a bit. I mean, we spent so much time together. It was really nice to be alone and all that. But then once that kind of wore off, I thought, oh my God, what have I done? I missed him so much. And it was, it felt like it's so much more than just getting over a breakup. It was kind of a, I've really messed up. I really want to be with this person. And crap, now I'm not. And so I kind of started it and told him, you know, I'm still crazy about you. And the reason we'd separated, as you know, was because really I wanted to go home and he kind of wanted to keep going and we didn't think it would work. But I started thinking there's got to be a way we can compromise, make this work. So that's kind of what we're talking about is what do we both want for the future and is there a way to make that, you know, mesh together somehow?
Would you be willing to stay with him in a relationship but allow him to continue to travel while you come back home?
That would be part of it, but, I mean, it would be hard to do that for a really long time. Like, you know, a couple of months, that'd be fine, but, you know, more that, you know, if it's going to be like another year or something of us being apart, I don't know how well that would work. So we kind of need to discuss, I'm willing to stay on the road a little more, if he's willing to come home maybe a little sooner, and then, so we have to kind of figure out a way.
Now, in the breakup... In the breakup with you guys, did it seem balanced? I mean, did you both seem as equally upset about the decision you were making, or is one of you more trying to save this than the other?
When we broke up, it was more of a, it was never, I don't like you, I don't want to be with you. It was more of a, our situation is kind of, you know, we're going separate ways. It'd be like if one of us wanted to have kids and the other didn't. You know, you can't really reconcile that, so it's either get over it or you break up. And so it kind of ended up like that for us. And but now I feel like it's not totally one-sided, the wanting to get back together, but I think it is a little more me than him. He's a little more hesitant, and I can't put words in his mouth, but he seems a little more hesitant and a little more hurt of afraid of getting hurt and kind of going down this road again, only to have us realize, you know, we do want separate things and have to go through this all over again.
For whatever reason, I think it's the coolest thing in the world that you guys are meeting in Italy. Where is he now?
He is in Greece right now.
Yeah, that's just a cool thing, because when I meet people, it's like, you know.
At Moe's.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, which you want to meet at Moe's? Yeah, which one? Buckhead or Roswell Road? Sandy Springs.
Right, right.
Well, Roswell Road really is the Athens of Fulton County.
What's even crazier is we're not only meeting in Italy, but we're meeting in probably Verona. And, you know, that's the Romeo and Juliet fame. And so I'm like, you know, it's romantic and it's sweet, but I know how they turned out, and that's not really what I'm looking for.
I hope yours ends better.
What would your
me too.
What would your ideal resolution to this whole thing be?
I would like to get back together.
And would you? And so if you guys have that conversation and he says, okay, I want to go to Prague, do you go with him?
Well, and my proposal to him was this. He, we both want to go back to school. I was planning to start a little sooner than him, so I'm kind of trying to propose that I'll keep traveling for the summer rather than going back and starting school in the summer, and then we could maybe both go back and start school in the fall, and then we would still have our summers to travel. And if we could just do that till we both, you know, finish getting new degrees and that kind of thing. So I would keep traveling, but I do want to be home by fall.
Do you feel like wanting to get back together with him is sort of a knee-jerk reaction to being alone?
I don't think so. I mean, I've worried about that. Like, what if this is just part of the healing process? And I just, you know, of course it hurts and I need to get over it. But it feels like it's a lot more than that. Like, I feel like this is someone that I really love and care about and, you know, could spend my life with. And so I feel like the way we left things, we had just spent so much time together. We were getting on each other's nerves so bad. It may be made me take him for granted, and so, and I started to think, you know, you're kind of irritating. This isn't the person I want to be with. But now that I've had distance, I've realized the things that bugged me were really stupid, and, you know, it's like, it's not a problem at all, and I would rather be with him than not.
Okay.
The pressure or anxiety that you must have felt, because the only way that you guys could communicate was via email, which I'm assuming takes place at internet cafes and whatnot.
Right.
I would imagine that you send him an email, because I'm flashing back to high school, like when you're going to call the girl, you know, and you leave her a message.
Right.
And then you start doing the things where you check the dial tone to make sure the phone's still working. I would imagine that you send him a message from an internet cafe and walk four blocks and see another internet cafe and duck in. And duck in there and buy a little 10-minute thing and just check it again to see if he happens to be writing back.
It was close to that. And actually, I was traveling with my dad at the time. My dad came and just traveled the last 2 weeks with me, and he just left. And so it was really great to have my dad here, but I feel really bad because all during his vacation, I would just randomly start crying. And so we'd go to the internet cafes, and, like, I'd get an email from Brian, and whether it was good or bad, I'm sitting there, like, sobbing, and my poor dad's just kind of sitting there like, okay, it's okay. And, or we'd be walking down the street, and I'd start crying. But I think he kind of got used to it, and I'm like, okay, can we go to the internet cafe again, Dad?
Aw, sweet Dad.
The meeting with Brian is going to take place when?
On Friday.
Well,
okay.
I'm sure you've already arranged this with Tracy, but we will want to get caught up with you if that's cool.
Yeah, as long as, you know, I'm not an emotional wreck again, that would be fine.
Okay.
Well, so we appreciate you being so open and honest and sharing your life with us. We know that's not always easy to do.
It kind of helps me, like, think about it. And sometimes, you know, to hear other people's perspective, it makes me realize, like, am I being crazy? Should I be doing this? But, you know, so at least your questions kind of help me process, too.
What do you do with...
We're all crazy. So... I mean, that answer is yes for every single person who asks themselves, am I crazy? Yes, everybody's crazy.
What do you do when you're...
That's life.
Because, like, you know, when girls break up and a relationship ends, they go and they circle with their other girls and they talk about it and analyze it and everything. Who did you do that with? Were you able to do that with anyone?
Not really. I mean, my dad a little, and now... I'm staying at this hostel, and it's right. It's all girls at the hostel, and so I thought, oh, this will be great. We'll have some girl time, and you know, maybe we can talk about things. But maybe these people are strangers. They don't want to hear about my relationship drama.
They're like, isn't this the most beautiful place in the world? And you're saying, I am so miserable.
You should just go into a cafe where they're not speaking predominantly English, and just go in there and talk, and they and you know, then they'll stare at you, and then it'll be almost like you're in a circle.
We appreciate the honesty, and we hope to hear from you an update one way or the other.
Good luck.
Okay.
The Burt Show.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
There is a question that you've always wanted to ask somebody from another race. You've just felt too awkward to ask it. Race, man, in this town especially, is so tight. I am a big believer that you have to have a friend from another race that is tolerant of your ignorant questions. And when you're asked those ignorant questions, I think as the friend, you got to go, okay, I'm just educating today.
Yeah,
you're not judging,
so.
You're just educating. That's all.
Sure.
You should be able to ask anything. Dolvet has asked me before, why do white people hike?
Really?
Yeah. It's like, I don't really know, but we do. I just like being in the mountains. And it's like, black people don't hike. Why do white people hike?
But is it also
that's a funny question. It's funny.
Do black people not love the ocean? Like, do black people not go to the beach?
I think this gets into like a swimming thing.
Black people don't like to swim?
I think I'm white, so I...
But
that would be a good question for you to ask.
But if we have a black listener call up, because I don't know that I've ever paid attention to that, but somebody once said that to me, like that black people don't. I heard it was the ocean, and I never even thought about it. But it'd be along the same lines as hiking.
Find out.
Then ask 404-741-Q100. And whenever we touch upon race on this show, Jeff was just asking, how long do you think it's going to be before we get our first, you guys are racist calls? And I don't understand how any of this could be considered racist.
It's just asking questions, not sharing information.
And getting answers.
Racism is thinking that one group of people, that your group of people is superior to other groups of people based on heritage. This has nothing to do with that. This is simply... why don't black folk get in the water?
And this is a question for white people.
Good
morning, Q. You are on Q100.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Okay, how are you?
I'm excellent. I love you guys. My question is, why do I see white people wearing sandals, sandals and flip-flops in winter, summer, spring, fall? It can be 10 degrees outside.
That is correct.
And
yep,
I see white people with sandals and flip-flops. I'm just like, wow.
Now, do you say the same thing?
Hey, Bert, why don't you take this one?
I have to clarify. White people or white men?
Just white people in general.
I've seen white girls do it, too.
Really?
Yes.
I do it.
Okay. I was there last night at that softball game, freezing, and I had my rainbow sandals on.
Flip-flops.
I've got my flip-flops on this morning also.
I just cannot do it. I can't do it.
For me, it's just, it's easy. It's
lazy
a comfort issue.
Is what it is.
It's lazy. It's easy. it provides coolness under the warmth of your clothes. I don't know. I just...
Well, see, I'm black, and black people, I guess, we like to wear socks with our flip-flops, and I don't know. I just can't do it.
Okay. I don't like socks. That's why I do it.
Being a black man, can you shed any light on the the thing that I've heard that black people don't like the ocean and the expansion on that, that Bert says black people don't care to swim?
I cannot because I love the ocean. I swim. I like to swim, so I can't touch on that at all.
Right, you're allowed to ask the ignorant questions here. Okay. That's what this is for. Thank you, Q.
No problem.
Appreciate
Have a great
it.
Day.
I don't think we answered that well enough, though.
Do we have an answer for that?
I don't know. I just don't like the confinement of shoes or socks.
Yancy has an answer.
So, I think that's
Come
why.
Here.
How can Yancy have an answer? He's not.
No, we're talking about the sandal flip-flop one.
Oh, okay. Are you answering the ocean?
I have an answer for the ocean
okay.
one, absolutely.
Okay. Yancy is black.
For those of you who didn't know. Now, the reason that I can think of is it's not black people in general. It's just black Americans. And I think a lot of it probably has to do with the slavery trade. Because, I mean, being black from the island, I love the ocean.
Okay.
I'll be the first black person to tell you I am gone. If there's an ocean within 100 feet, you will not find me because I'm somewhere behind the waves, you know, digging my way through. But black Americans, for some odd reason, they get close to the water and they're like, what do I do now? I think, I don't know.
Delvet, I got to get him on the phone because he's explained this to me before.
Yeah.
But I can't remember what he said. But, I mean, we've been up at Lake Lanier before. And he's had a life preserver on, and somebody's jumped on him while he's had the life preserver on in the lake. I saw him freaking out like he was going to die.
Aww.
He was drowning.
No. Really?
Yes.
No, yeah.
And he explained it to me.
I had black
It's the first time I saw
swim.
Him where he almost got into a fight with somebody.
Really?
Yeah.
Get off me. Get off me.
What are you doing? Dude, you're in a lake. You got a life preserver on. It's all going to be fine. Dude.
I can't believe he got that close because my black friends wouldn't even go to the lake if I asked him.
We have a question here from our friend Father Ricardo Bailey for white folks.
Okay.
Okay.
So we can answer this. Bert's going to dig out Delvet's number. So we'll take this one. And this, Melissa.
Yes.
And Jen, this will apply to you because it has to do with coffee drinking.
Okay.
Okay.
Reading from the book of Father Ricardo Bailey.
Yes.
My secretary is a lovely woman. But whenever I drink coffee with her in the morning or even during the day, she embraces her coffee cup like she's in Vail, Colorado.
Yes.
My unofficial research has led me to conclude that every white person I know does that. So, why
like
do
cradles it with two hands?
So, my question is, why do white people in general embrace their coffee mug like they are in a commercial for Maxwell House?
I think this is easy to address. You want to take this, Jen?
I would explain it in that my hands are cold and it helps warm them up.
Same here.
Oh, really? For me, it's deeper than that. It's just something so... There's so much comfort in that coffee. Like, it just feels like that's the first starting place of the day. And, like, when you have both hands around it, it's like when you kiss somebody.
See,
you put
both
hands
passionate.
I'm passionate about it. And I'm going to take your face in both of my hands, and I'm going to bring you in. That's how it is with coffee also.
So you're bringing it up to your lips is the way it was a beautiful woman?
I am going to enjoy every second of this.
Yeah. No.
I have a response for Father Bailey. Your office is too cold, and so your administrative assistant is freezing, and she's trying to get her hands warm around her coffee.
Right.
It's funny.
All right, I'm going to get Delvet on to answer some of these also. Good morning, Trey. You are on Q100. Hi.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
I've always wondered, why is it that black people always back into the parking spots?
Why do black people back into a parking spot? I can't speak to that because I've never even noticed that before.
I've never even noticed that either.
Yeah, white people do that too.
Yancy?
I think a lot of it simply has to do with we miss the spot. I'm not paying attention to all of the spots. Like, we're jamming out to our music. We've got all these things going. You miss the spot. Well, instead of turning all the way around, just back in.
Okay.
Huh. All right.
All right.
Does that help?
That helps. Thank you.
Okay. Good morning, Michelle. You're on Q100.
I've always wondered, I've always heard that black people don't like dogs. Like they're scared of little dogs because I've been to the drive-thru before and I have dogs. And that sometimes they act like they don't want to give me my money back, or they kind of stand far away. And I've got a black friend who has been to my house before, and I have little dogs, and they're just, like, scared of them.
Why don't black people, or do black people not like dogs?
Hey, Delvet.
Yeah.
All right, we're getting a whole bunch of questions this morning.
Okay.
We're asking questions of each other's race.
Okay.
And one question that we just got was, how come black people are scared of dogs?
That is the stupidest, most absurd thing I've ever heard in my life.
It's not true?
Not true at all. Not even on True Street. It doesn't even. No.
It's not even.
Now, there is a difference, I think, between, and Delva, correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm only half black. But
right.
So help me out here, brother. The black people, as I understand it, don't really care to have dogs in their house and licking their faces and climbing up on their bed and everything, whereas white people, if they could, would keep most of their pets dressed in people clothes and sleeping in the bed with them.
Well, half of your race is very correct on that, because that's true.
Okay.
That's very true.
And I think Carl has actually, our intern Carl has told us that before, because like he had a dog that he's like, yeah, I'm just going to keep it in the yard, whatever, blah, blah, blah. We made a comment like, do you want a big dog run through your house? It's like, oh, right. My dog won't be in my house.
Not in the house, not on the bed. You know, I got a new puppy now. She sleeps in her crate. She does not sleep in a bed with me.
Yeah, I do think that white people and black people have different attitudes when it comes to dogs
towards
like that.
Towards dogs. Yeah. Absolutely. We treat them like humans.
So, Yvette, somebody called up, a white person called up earlier. No, it was Jeff that was asking the question about swimming, black people and swimming. I mean, I've seen you in Lake Lanier. You and I have tried to swim together at Turks, and I saw the fear in your eyes. And Dinesh jumped on you while you had a life preserver on in Lake Lanier, and you really thought you were drowning.
I thought I was about to kill him.
So what is it?
Well, there's white people that are born and raised in the islands, and they know how to swim, and they swim very well because they were surrounded by water. But for the most part, most of my black friends, myself included, I taught myself how to swim. So, you know, we come over in a boat. I ain't trying to mess with that water stuff. Forget that, you know.
Now, I've heard both of y'all mention about slavery, coming over on a boat and everything. Or is it just simply a case of where your parents didn't learn how to swim, they're afraid of the water, they pass that on to you, and you just have generationally nobody's teaching anybody how to swim?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't important. It wasn't something that was huge. Let's go to the Y and let's go swim. It wasn't...
Right. It's not a culture.
In regards to the whole race thing, it's very simply, it's not necessary. If you grow up in inner city Atlanta, you don't need to learn how to swim. If you grow up on an island, you're swimming to get food. Like, it's a completely different situation.
And the only reason I know how to swim is because it was a thing for me to do that got me away from my parents. They're like, hey, you want to go to swim lessons? Not really. All right, we'll pick you up tomorrow at 8. I said, not really. Okay, enjoy. It's a 9-week course. By all summer, you'll be Michael Phelps by the end of it.
Hey, Debbie, go ahead. You're on Q100.
I am wondering why black men wear pantyhose on their head.
Why do black men wear pantyhose on their head?
It protects the hair.
You know that little stocking cap thing? I see them driving down the road.
Yeah.
What is that for?
It protects the hair. It's very simply, you know how you have a lot of guys who have the wave figure in their hair? That's because the hair is compacted and then they brush it down. So it gets a wave figure from them brushing it. So since they're going for that, they keep the pantyhose to protect the hair.
Okay. All right. Because I see them driving down the road, and then as soon as they get to work, they take it off.
Good for you for being brave enough to ask the question.
Very, very curious.
I'm serious. Like, this is the way I think that we start to learn about each other, but everybody's so freaked out about asking stupid questions that we don't. No?
I mean, I don't think it's rude to ask, do you?
Well, I mean, I think it all depends on your relationship, you know?
Okay.
It's like I wouldn't go up randomly if I were you today to a black person and go, you know... Boy, they were really cool about this on the Bird Show this morning. I got a question for you because you're black.
Can I see those waves in your hair?
Yeah, I don't think I would do that.
Trust me, don't do that.
Just keep it right here.
Do you guys, Yancey or Dovette, do you have any questions for us?
Yeah, about white people?
My biggest question is about white people in extreme sports. Why does everything have to be to the limit? I don't get it. Can we just enjoy, you know, a nice game of basketball or something? No, it's got to be jumping off buildings, bungee jumping.
I guarantee you, what is that?
We have more of a death wish than black people do.
That game show where you got to run through the obstacle course, you know, and the stuff in the walls punching out at you and all that. Like, I guarantee you that was invented by a white guy.
Yeah.
Something else to notice. Especially like the show Ninja Warrior. Have you seen that there's not been a single black contestant on that entire show?
Because
there's a reason for that.
Because it's foolish, and I think generally speaking, white people are dumber than any other race because we're so amused by simple little things.
Have you
like,
seen the Asian shows too? Asian, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Right.
Yes.
Come on now.
That's true. If we're going to be honest
Japanese,
with you.
Period.
Wipe out. Come on.
Felicia, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Good morning. I wanted to know why white people find it appropriate to put their hands in food, like on serving trays or on somebody else's plate. Why is it appropriate to put your bare hands on food that somebody else is going to eat?
It's not. What do you mean? You mean like...
I mean, I have been to 1,000 events where they have, you know, little trays of cheese and fruit or whatever, and the white folks are the ones who will reach in and just grab it with their fingers, pop it in their mouth, and... If you're in a room with black people and white people and you do that, as soon as the black folks see that, that tray will not be touched again.
So, like, black people use the little tongs or whatever that they got to put the cheese on the plate?
Yeah.
And white people don't use that. We just use our hands.
White people grab it at it like it's a bowl of M&Ms.
It's like, well, it goes back to the extreme sport thing. So everything is a competition.
Yes.
So if we take the time to grab the utensil, that means we lose out on the best piece on that plate.
Right.
Good morning. This is Claudine. You're on Q100. Hi.
Yeah, I have two answers and one question.
Okay.
All right.
I think Jeff was generally right about the dog thing. I think in general, black people just aren't raised with dogs in the house. I know some people are, but most of us aren't, and we just don't like the hair and the licking and all that stuff. We do like dogs.
As a general rule, would it be safe to say that white people look at their dogs as more family members than black people do?
Yes, yes.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah. And then my question, and then I want to do another answer, is that why do white people wear shorts and, like, T-shirts when it's cold outside?
It goes along with the flip-flop
thing. Yeah. I just think
I think it's the mentality of the thing.
It's simple. I think we're learning that when you're asking questions about white people, it's all comes down to just we're a simple race. We don't like to put shoes on our feet. We'll put sandals on. We'll dress down in the wintertime just because it's easier to put shorts on. Uh-huh. Is that right?
I think that the past week has shown me, I mean, people were scrambling for the decks. People were scrambling to put their flip-flops on.
Sunshine.
People were scrambling to put their shorts on. So, I mean, it's like we are at, like in a horse race, we are at the gate, and as soon as spring opens, we are full
we're
on.
We're running out to the deck, grabbing food with our bare hands, bringing our dogs up on the deck with us.
Because people were talking about what a beautiful day it was the other day, so I had shorts and T-shirt, and we were on a deck, and it was so windy, and I was so cold, and I thought, but we stood out there, and I thought, why are we out here on a deck
this?
In the wind and the cold?
Your dog's licking
cool.
the face, licking your food plate.
I did that last night, man. It was a little too cold to be out on a deck. But I was meeting my buddy Jesse called me and his meeting ran late, so it was definitely too cold to be on a deck. But we had decided in the middle of the day when it was sunny and warm that it was going
to
be a deck night, and we seriously
locked and loaded.
By 9 o'clock, we were the only people on the deck, and we were white.
I have a race question. I want to know why it seems that black people, often more so black women, repeat themselves a lot. If they have something to say to each other, it's the same phrase repeated over and over and over again.
Like an example, like what?
Like anything, like to make it more emphatic or whatever. There's a lot of repetition.
I
do you see what I'm
the,
saying?
The person that comes to mind is the actress Monique. Like when she does her skit, she always ends up repeating herself. Or Wanda Sykes does it too. I know what you're talking about.
Like,
but
give an example.
I can't think of one off the top of my head,
like,
though. Is the problem?
Did you see her hair? It's not just did you see her hair. It's three times.
Yeah. And it's
right?
different emphasis every single time. Yeah. It's like, did you see her hair? Did you see her hair? Like,
no.
Did you see her hair? Like, I know what you mean.
Don't tell me AB. It's guys, too. AB is so guilty of doing that.
Yeah, he is. He really is. But, you know, it's a passion thing. You know, your passion. You're making sure that you're heard. That's all that is. Passion.
Good morning, Christy. You're on Q100.
I love you guys. I love you. I am burning. This question is right. about to burst. Please tell me why white people need to know total strangers, hey, how are you? Hi, what do you do? Don't ask me what I do for a living. That's like a third introduction.
Mind your business at that point.
Mind your business. That's so inappropriate.
Really? So are you telling me that black people, that's not one of the first questions that y'all ask each other?
No,
we do not ask that. We get to know the person, then it comes up. But white people will ask, this is like a pet peeve of mine.
I think we look at it differently. I think we look at that as getting to know you process.
Mm-hmm. I think it's how white people define themselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Could be.
Absolutely. And that's why we ask it.
Absolutely.
Black people are very stylish. We like to look good. So water does not make our hair look good because most of us may have weeds.
That is also
so we
true.
Don't want to, you know, spend all that money and then go in the ocean and get it all wet.
Okay.
Okay.
Good point.
Makes sense.
I'm glad we did this.
don't bet you have...
Stop asking black people what they do for a living if you don't know their names.
Okay. All right.
So get the name first and then ask.
Okay.
So, you got to get in. It sounds like you got to get in maybe past a couple of times of hanging out with somebody to ask, not just the first couple of questions.
Absolutely. It doesn't come up in the first couple of minutes of conversation. You might ask them what their favorite sports team is, because that's how we figure out where you stand. You figure out what their favorite sport is, what they do, but not what their job
is.
That's
so odd, because to a white person, that's how we get to know you. And what you're saying as a black person, you better know me before you ask that question.
Huh.
Dovet, what were you saying there? You kind of get cut off.
There's just a simpler way. You said it's about simplicity and white people doing things simple. Black people do things simple, too, you know. If I meet a friend or I don't know a guy, you know, black guy, black girl, I'm like, hi, how you doing? I'll just say my first name. They say their first name, what's up, and then keep it moving. White people, you say your entire name and your occupation, what you do, where you from.
All in we one give sentence. You the business card.
Jim Jones here. Jim Bob, this is the wife, Susie Evans. This, you know, it's like a whole paragraph. Like, I don't need all that. I really don't need all that.
We're just trying to make sure you know.
Real quick, in and out, people, in and out.
All right, see, man. There's the repetition again.
Keep it moving, get your dog outside, stay out of the water.
Just kidding.
I'll see you at 2 o'clock, dude.
All right, brother, be good.
Later.
Hey,
I'm glad we did that. That's one of my favorite things that we've done from time to time.
And I have a question. In my mind, I'm fascinated that every white answer had some self-deprecating joke in it. You know, every time we explain something white people did, well, I don't
still,
know why we
still
do
uncomfortable.
That. But every answer, like Dolvet gave, or yeah, there was a deeper meaning behind it. Well, it's because we were on the boat across the ocean. That's why we don't swim.
We don't know our
really?
History. It's not as important for us to know our history.
But it just there's no self-deprecation. Like that, in the answers we got today, like I think hear somebody joke about them, make fun of themselves a little bit.
Because I think for the white race, answering the questions and everything, I think it's a little more nerve-wracking because we don't want to offend anyone, and that's the way... I don't know.
That's what makes everybody else feel comfortable.
I think that's
the way
everybody else feels comfortable. So I just don't think we're at that point yet.
As soon as we get to that point, we could just ask stupid questions of each other, and we can both show some tolerance on both sides going, inside you're saying, that is the stupidest thing I ever heard. But you still got to answer the question, and then we'll start to understand about each other. Maybe some of this fear goes away, you know? Hey, Sean, you're on Q100.
Hey, my name is Sean. And I was just like, I know y'all already said it, but I just wanted to know why white people like run to danger. Like if it's a tornado or something, like y'all will film it. It's like black people. <you know?
laughs> That goes along with the extreme sports. Why are you walking into danger?
Storm chasers.
You know what? I'll say this with no.
Yeah, you won't see a lot of black storm tracer. Storm chasers.
There's no self-deprecation in this. This is not trying to cover anything up. This is just fact. Keeping it quick, like Dolvet suggested. I'm Jeff. I'm white. I'm stupid.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
All right, Melissa, you're on Facebook. Explain what this group is.
Well, I mean, it's almost like I first got it from a close friend of mine, and I have to say I didn't expect it from her, and I was a little disappointed. But yeah. No, it's 25 things, random things about yourself. So basically, you answer these 25 questions, and then you pass it on to your friends. The person who sent it to you, you know, you send it back to them, and then you send it on to other people with your list and ask them to go ahead and fill it out for themselves. So really, amongst your little friend group, is kind of a fun game to where you learn about each other, and it's, you know, just like a chain mail. It's just a chain email in which you answer questions.
Yeah, you're revealing things about yourself that others might not know.
Yeah, but because Facebook is, I mean, you know, so many people are on Facebook, this has just become so popular, and you see it so much, and you get all these requests now to do the 25 things that, I mean, it's come outside of the Facebook circle, and a lot of other people are doing it.
It's more intelligent than sending somebody a fart.
Yeah, or a ninja kick.
Or a ninja kick.
Hey, watch your list. Hey, Bert, give me your list, because you won't think that the stuff on yours is exciting.
Well, Tracy highlighted them. But you can have it if you want.
Well, I was going to say, I want to pick yours out because you probably
well,
think
now,
some of yours are boring.
If you're reading them, we know who they are.
Yeah. That's
some of them are pretty obvious.
What do you mean?
If you're anything you read is Bert's. Anything you read is Bert's.
Oh, well, I think that's... I just want to pick his out because I don't think he'll pick out the interesting ones for himself.
Oh, so you'll make him read them.
Well, yeah. Tracy's already highlighted them, so it's already done.
Okay. I thought you were going to say you were going to read Bert's.
Oh, no,
and
no,
then
no.
We would know if you were reading it, it was Bert's.
Yeah, no.
Now, Tracy's got them already highlighted. Okay, I love this one. I have no idea what my real hair color is.
That's
awesome.
Funny.
And that one's Jeff, right?
That's
yeah.
Right.
And it's not me.
Anybody want to try to guess whose that is?
I'm going to say Jen.
Melissa?
I guess Jen, because it's not me.
Jeff. Me.
Is it you?
Yeah. That's funny. That is great. That is really great.
Oh, that's funny.
No idea. And I thought that if we revealed that everyone could think it would be any of the girls.
Well, yeah, I just know I didn't put it that up. But I think I think a lot of girls probably. Because you start coloring your hair young, so you don't know how it's changed. So
no idea what's under there.
Have a written wedding plan from when I was in elementary school.
Wendy.
Yeah, definitely Wendy.
I would have gone with Wendy.
Say Jeff. Yeah, right. It's not me.
It's not Wendy.
It's not me.
Jen, is it you?
No.
It is actually me.
Melissa Carter.
It is actually
Shut
me.
Up. Wow.
And so I cool. need to bring it in because I was That's going cute. Through some, you know, because I moved last year and going through a box and I actually have it it was kind of rolled and folded or whatever. And I saw it just not too long ago when I was unpacking a box. And it said, my wedding. And
aww.
I thought, oh, my God. I did this in elementary school. And I thought, no, you know what? And I put it aside and didn't open it up. So I'm going to have to bring that in just to show
yes.
you what. My wedding.
I'd love to see that.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So that's
well,
actually
and
me.
How much of it that you could actually put into place if you get married, you know?
Well, yeah.
It still might happen.
Yeah.
Still might
when
happen.
And if it becomes legal, we all know you're going to wait till then.
I'm sure that, you know, in there talks about, you know, what the guys are going to wear. So I'll have to adapt it just a little bit. So.
This one, some of these are great. I can't believe we haven't talked about some of this stuff, or maybe we haven't. I've just forgotten. I was on the Queen Latifah show to meet and interview NSYNC.
The Queen Latifah show to meet?
I didn't even know Queen Latifah had a show, so that's not me.
It's me!
Is it really?
Yeah, Wendy.
That's in high school.
Do you have the video of that?
Aww. Yeah, but I'm not going to.
We got to put
yes.
that.
Are you out of your mind?
Awesome. It's because, I was kind of a nerd, and they made me wear, because I was on my way to a band concert, so my parents came out of nowhere and surprised me that I was going to go meet NSYNC on this talk show, because I wrote every talk show back then to meet NSYNC and try to meet NSYNC, so I'm in this really dorky outfit.
Oh, you got to bring
That's
that.
Awesome.
We got to put
That's
that online.
So cute.
What did you ask them?
I don't know. I don't even remember. I haven't seen the video since back then.
Bring it in. Let's put it online.
That is adorable.
That's hilarious.
That is so
gosh.
Fun.
It's embarrassing.
I have faked getting an emergency phone call so I could get off the treadmill.
Well, that's not me.
That's not me.
Bert, it's got to be you.
Yeah, it's me.
I think that was so awesome.
Wow,
can you reenact
awesome.
That for us?
Please.
Yeah, well, I knew it was going to be cardio and leg day in the gym with Dolvet, and I was just tired, so I kept my cell phone on really, really, really loud, and I knew what time I'd be doing cardio, and he'd be busting my ass. So I just said that I think I heard my phone ring, and then I went over to my backpack, and I, like, faked an emergency, like, oh, my God, are you kidding? At the house right now? Dolvet, I got to get out of here. Because I didn't want to do any more cardio.
That is hysterical.
That's awesome. Just so you know.
I wonder who's going to use that today.
I know.
Yeah.
Just so you know, hears about this and you finally get back in the gym.
It's today. Today's the first day back.
He is going to rip tendons from your bones.
Good luck.
I always look at the clock at 11:11 and 1:11. And when I do that, I say 1:11 or 11:11 out loud. I have to do that.
Jeff.
Yeah, I would go with Jeff.
I said Jeff or Wendy, but
it's Jeff.
Wendy
yeah,
said
it's
Jeff.
Mine.
It's Jeff.
Every single day. 1:11 or 11:11.
I have 12:22.
Yeah. Haven't we talked about that before?
Yeah, I think we have.
And there's a whole society of people who have the same thing with 1:11 and 11:11. It's weird.
Strange. Are you supposed to like make a wish on any of those? If it's like 11:11, 2:22.
I don't know.
3:33. You make a wish.
This one won't be surprising. Don't think I've ever impulsively splurged on anything.
Melissa.
Jeff.
That won't be surprising. No. And you know what? I know it's not surprising, but when I thought about it last night, I thought, and Kate and I were talking about it, I said, oh my God. She goes, yeah, I could tell you that. She said, I would love to come home one day and you just have like a flat screen, or you have a whole like new furniture set, or you like do something crazy. And I realized I have never gone impulsively splurging. I have not gone and spent a bunch of money on one thing. Never.
I'm not shocked by that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've just never done it.
You need to go get some designer shoes or designer handbag or something, because it's
or
a
jeans.
Ridiculous amount of money that you spend on something like that, and then you can't believe how much you love it.
You keep doing it.
This one's going to be obvious, and it may change things a little bit in a personal life. I've falsely exaggerated my love for U2 to my wife because she loves the band so much.
That's you.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
What?
That's funny.
I mean, I like them, but I sort of have faked how much I like them because she loves them so much.
That's awesome.
It's kind of cute.
Aww. Sweet.
That is.
Bono kind of bugs me.
Is that recent, though? Because he's really...
the last couple of years.
Yeah. He's gone pretty bougie.
I sing out loud the Little Mermaid song when I'm home alone.
Wendy.
Wendy.
Fully Wendy.
My cat's there, and I have to sing it out. I don't know why. That song.
Which one?
It's where she's under the water. She's like...
Oh. Under the sea. That one?
A whole... Wait, what? I don't even know.
Didn't
what it
the
is.
Crab sing that one?
It's her and Flounder, and she wants to be a part of their world. There you go.
Part of this world, or whatever.
You'll sing that one out loud.
Like I'll belt it out. I'm surprised my neighbors haven't complained. Like just belt it out for.
But it's a Little Mermaid. Who can be mad about that?
Yeah, it's terrible. It's a happy little.
That
song.
Is a guilty pleasure for a lot of adults. Is the Little Mermaid soundtrack?
Yes, it is a good soundtrack.
It's a good soundtrack.
Sometimes I drive the long way home just to listen to loud music in my car.
Jeff.
Jen.
It's Jeff.
Melissa.
It's me.
Jeff.
It's you.
You go out of your way to listen to loud music?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be me because I do already have a long way home.
Yeah.
All the rest of you guys
Conyers.
Live within 10 minutes of this place.
I often mistake shy people for being snobby.
Jen.
Why were you so quiet?
God, Melissa is like honest.
I didn't
know. Is it just me or is Melissa saying these things like almost passing judgment?
Venomously?
Yeah. Oh, it's Jen.
Let's see. Who's the most judgmental person in the room? Jen!
No, but I recognize
you were right.
I've heard you say that before, though.
Yeah. Shy people, I think that you're a snob, and I think you don't want to talk to me because you're snooty, and then I realize you're shy and I feel bad for thinking you're a snot. I used to do that in my sorority all the time.
Aww.
Like, God, that girl is such a... And then be like, oh, no, she's just quiet.
I've done that, too. I have done that.
Mm-hmm.
This one's not going to be a surprise. I have had thoughts of purchasing shoes with a lift in them to make me appear taller.
That's you.
Yeah.
Wendy.
You can't keep saying it's not a surprise when it's yours.
Well, I mean, that's easy. Who else in here would be insecure about that?
Could be Wendy.
That's what high heels are.
Oh, that's true.
I watch Full House reruns Monday through Friday at noon.
Shut
Wendy.
Up.
Wendy.
This is The Bird Show.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Your Ambien issue here, okay? Ambien is notorious. I mean, for people doing freaky things in the middle of the night and having zero idea about it. My mom was on it for a while. She was waking up in the morning, and there was food and knives all on the kitchen counter, and she had no idea what she was eating. Zero idea.
She'd wake up at 2 in the morning, go make a sandwich, eating the whole thing, go to bed.
My grandmother was on it and woke up one day on her front porch.
Yeah, I mean,
like had woken up in the middle of the night and went
common.
And sat on her like rocking chair on the front porch, and that's where she woke up.
That's awesome.
Hey, Melissa. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, you guys.
Hi.
I had a fireplace in my bedroom, and on the mantle, I had a Tranquility Buddha. And the first time I ever took Ambien, I hallucinated. This Tranquility Buddha jumped off the mantle and chased me around the room.
Oh.
So I'm talking to a friend the next morning, and I said, "You're never going to believe what happened to me last night." Your Tranquility Buddha jumped off the mantle and chased you around the room. Yeah, how did you know? You called me at 3 o'clock this morning to tell me all about it.
Wow. No idea.
Oh, sorry. But I've also emailed people in the middle of the night on Ambien. I've lost tons of time on Ambien. I don't take it anymore.
Yeah, it's freaky, freaky. It's powerful.
How is that stuff legal then if it does this to everybody?
I don't know.
Doesn't do it to everybody.
It doesn't do it to everybody. It just made me, it was really strong. Like, I couldn't even walk up the steps in my house after I took an Ambien. That's why I switched over to Lunesta. It was too strong for me.
What would happen? You would just be like
really
so
drunk. Like, I know some people that take and go out, they can have a great time on it because they're high as hell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of people that use it as a recreational drug because of all this.
I took it for you know, that happened to my friend. Actually, my friend is dating this new guy. This is perfect. Dating this new guy, and she took Ambien, and she sent him some really nasty text messages that she didn't even remember.
Oh no!
And the next day, he was like, "What's up with you?" I mean, new boyfriend. That's way to ruin it.
Yeah, we've heard stories of like the husband walks down, or the wife walks downstairs. And the husband, and is all sort of embarrassed because last night his wife just attacked him and they had freaky, freaky, freaky. Like, she was like this animal, and it happens for a couple of nights in a row. And he thinks he's just the benefit of his kitty cat wife.
He's a man.
And 4 days later, they both realize that she had no idea what she was doing. Zero idea. Hey, Tanya, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, guys.
What's up?
I got physical when I took it. I woke up to my boyfriend wrapped up in dirty towels on the floor, and I went to touch him and be like, "Are you okay?" And he jumped like 50 feet in the air. I scared him and had scratches all over him, and apparently I beat the ever-living crap out of him and wouldn't give him a blanket and wouldn't give him a pillow and didn't even let him in the bed.
Oh, no.
So he had to sleep on the floor using a towel as a blanket?
Yeah, he was in the dirty laundry. He was sleeping with dirty laundry to cover himself.
Gosh. Oh.
That right there, that's rock bottom.
That is awesome.
That's horrible.
If you're trying to manipulate a sock because part of you, a dirty old sock, because part of you is cold.
Yeah, you got to reevaluate that relationship.
Wow.
Shannon, that's Ambien, huge. Tell us about it.
Hi, good morning.
Hey.
Sunday night, I had sex with my husband and proceeded to tell him after sex that I felt like we had had ancient history sex, like he had a shield and a sword, like the movie 300. And then Tuesday night, apparently, we had sex again, and I had no idea until Wednesday morning when he proceeded to tell me that I told him to get a sword out and let's get ready, and we had sex for like an hour, and I don't remember any of it.
Damn.
He said his odds are working out really good for him right now with Ambien, so every night he's like, "Hey, you taking that Ambien before we go to bed?"
I'm sure he is.
Of course he is.
He's crushing it up into your dinner. You don't even know it.
Hey, Wendy, you should invite him up to medieval times with us so he can practice with the sword and the shield.
Maybe we are going to have
his source. I don't either.
We are going to have ancient history sex tonight. I don't even know what that means, but okay.
All right.
Let's do it.
Let's try it.
I'm up for anything.
Then we'll have future sex. What do you think? All right. Sure. Call me Buzz Lightyear.
Infinity and beyond.
Hey, Angela.
Hey.
Hey.
One night, it was like a weekend. I was sitting up late, and I ordered a ton of stuff on eBay.
Oh, no.
I went and bid on all these auctions and won them, and I didn't even remember doing it. And all of a sudden, things start showing up at my house. And what's even stranger about it is I went and ordered all of these, like, old knight helmets, you know, with the chainmail, and I have no interest in that stuff at all. And all of a sudden, this chainmail and knight medieval things start showing up at my house, and my husband's freaking out, thinking
that
I've lost my mind.
You got the movie 300.
Yeah.
Then we got this woman trying to put together a suit of armor.
Sword and shield lady.
Ambien makes you go medieval, man. Clay, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, one night, my sister woke up in the middle of the night off of Ambien, and she grabbed her pillow, dressed herself, and walked right out the door, jumped in her car, went and picked up food, came back home, and went straight back to bed and had food all over her bed, and she didn't know how it got there.
Did she, like, go to a grocery store? Like, you mean takeaway?
No, like McDonald's.
Scary. Didn't even know she got into the car,
that
man.
Is scary.
How much does that freak you out, though? Like, if you wake up in the morning and you open your eyes and you roll over and there's a Big Mac in your bed.
Yeah, like how in
and
the
it's
hell
like if you live alone
here?
Or something, you're like, what the hell?
Right.
Like, how long does it take you to figure out that you went to McDonald's in the middle of the night?
We had one woman's call dropped out that said
Hamburglar.
That, She always dreamt that she was a queen on a throne and she'd be barking orders to her husband.
Oh, medieval again.
Oh, everyone needs to take history.
Everybody's going medieval. Yeah.
This is The Bert Show. Moto Casino.
America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.